From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's interior minister responsible for security has resigned following a suicide truck bombing Sunday that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the country's worst bombing in over a decade. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook says pressure to degrade and destroy the IS group must be maintained.
That's tightening the noose around ISIL in Iraq. Will make it harder for them to carry out attacks in places like Baghdad, in places in other parts of the world. And this was clearly a devastating attack and a painful reminder of the lethal capabilities of ISIL. But it does not alter the strategy here, and that is to go after ISIL in Iraq, in Syria, at an accelerated pace, as aggressively as possible, to try and limit their capabilities, their ability to carry out those kinds of attacks.
Sunday's attack came about a week after Islamic State was ejected from the western city Fallujah. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant. In Paris, he vowed to keep his effort to replace President Joseph Kabila peaceful through an election.
99% are ready for the election, and they are waiting for the right time. You don't want to make a putsch. You don't want to make a coup d'etat. You want to follow our constitution. And if they don't call for election, they're the people of Congo. Are going to say, Mr. President, you didn't respect what you're supposed to respect. It's time to go. Bye-bye, Mr. President. Our demonstration are going to be always peaceful demonstration.
The multimillionaire businessman in Europe for medical treatment has been accused of plotting against the state. The former Katanga provincial governor denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News.